KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hanson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In western Iowa news, large and small cartons of ice cream spilled out at a railroad crossing in Lamar's Wednesday morning after a train struck the trailer of the semi. Lamar's Fire Chief Dave Shipper says the truck, owned and operated by Schuster Trucking, was hauling a load of ice cream from Wells Enterprises.
It was struck by a southbound CN train here at 18th Street and what we call Business Highway 75. We did have one injury, minor at this time, to the truck driver. He was transported to Floyd Valley Hospital.
The name of the truck driver was not released or hasn't been yet. The accident happened at around 10:40 a.m. and destroyed the trailer hauling the frozen desserts.
We have ice cream strung out in the ditch here and parts and pieces of the trailer down the tracks for about, I'd say a good city block or block and a half.
Firefighters had to wait for the power to be disconnected to one of the crossing signals that ended up under the semi-trailer before they could clean up the spilled ice cream that was mostly contained in its packaging. There was some diesel spilled from the truck as well. The fire chief says the lights and crossing arms were working at the time of the accident. He says it's at least a third of the train accident they've had at the intersection in the city in the last 7 years. Officials of the Senior Alumni Scholarship Foundation, or SASF, report the foundation will award three $1,750 scholarships to Atlantic High School seniors. Applications are due Monday, April 3rd. The forms are available on the Atlantic Community Schools website. Follow the links to Atlantic High School, Guidance, Local Scholarships, and then scroll down to the SAF Scholarship. SASF Chair Leslie Bullock Goldsmith said many students meet the criteria for SASF scholarships, which are broad-based and require financial need, a character reference, a GPA of 2.5 or higher, and acceptance to a 2 or 4 year college or vocational technical school. SASF encourages high school seniors and their parents to check out all the local scholarships on the school's website. Students may be eligible for several of the scholarships on the list. Red Oak police Wednesday afternoon arrested 25-year-old Robert James Adams of Red Oak for driving while license suspended. Adams was taken into custody at around 4:20 p.m. in the 400 block of East Linden Street and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Elsewhere in the news, a July trial has been scheduled for a Northwest Iowa man and wife who've been accused in the beatings of an 11-year-old child. The court records show Matthew Spons filed a written plea of not guilty Monday in Sioux County District Court to 7 counts of child endangerment and 7 of assault. His wife, 33-year-old Nina Spons, already had pleaded not guilty to 6 counts of child endangerment and 2 of assault. Their trial is set to begin July the 18th. The couple live in Haywarden. Records say that at least 3 times since September, Matthew Spons beat his stepson with his hands, a 56-inch sword, and another item, severely bruising the boy. Documents say the boy was told to make up stories about his bruises or the next beating would be worse. Another Iowa hospital is closing its inpatient psychiatric care unit. Mahaska Health Partnership Chief Executive Officer Jay Christensen said Wednesday that the Oskaloosa Hospital discharged its last psychiatric patient on Monday. He says the unit has been losing about $500,000 a year, in large part because many psychiatric patients have to stay in the hospital for weeks or months after they're ready to leave because nursing homes and other residential facilities won't take them. He says that many of the patients are physically aggressive. The Oskaloosa Psychiatric Unit is one of the latest of several closed over the past several years in Iowa. The state closed its Clarinda and Mount Pleasant psychiatric hospitals in 2015. Community hospitals in Creston, Fort Dodge, Iowa Falls, Keokuk, and West Union also closed their inpatient psychiatric units. One of the state's largest hospital chains has gained approval to buy Marshalltown's struggling hospital for nearly $12 million. A federal bankruptcy judge last week approved the sale of Central Iowa's Healthcare 49-bed hospital to Unity Point Health Waterloo, an affiliate of the Des Moines-based Unity Point Health. Unity Point spokeswoman Teresa Tonson says the $11.9 million deal is expected to close this spring. The sale followed Central Iowa Healthcare's declaration of bankruptcy after losing $20 million last year. Losses were blamed on poor launch of an electronic billing system and difficulties of operating an independent hospital amid moves of most hospitals to larger systems. Central Iowa Healthcare also owns clinics in Marshalltown, Conrad, State Center, and Toledo. Thonson says Central Iowa healthcare employees will be encouraged to apply for jobs with Unity Point. The Iowa House is considering a bill to establish mandatory minimum sentences for some people convicted of domestic abuse. The Republican-controlled House is expected to vote on legislation today that would create mandatory minimums for some abuse, harassment, and stalking convictions. Individuals convicted of domestic abuse three or more times would be required to serve 20% of the maximum sentence before eligible for parole. The bill also requires risk assessments for some individuals before they're released and expands GPS tracking. Supporters of the legislation say it would reassure abuse survivors. Groups opposing the bill, though, say lengthening prison sentences will only increase Iowa's incarceration rate and not address the roots of domestic violence. The House voted Monday in favor of sentencing reform for nonviolent drug crimes to reduce prison crowding. Authorities say a driver and student were injured in a collision of two school buses in eastern Iowa's Scott County. The accident happened around 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, about 2 miles northwest of Long Grove. The Scott County Sheriff's Office says a northbound bus halted at a stop sign and then proceeded into the rural intersection, colliding with a westbound semi. The driver of the northbound bus, 67-year-old Stanley Ray, was taken to Trinity Bettendorf Hospital for treatment of injuries believed to be non-life-threatening, and one child was treated at the scene. It's unclear how many children were on the two buses. Sheriff's officials say that both were carrying children from North School Community Schools District. The collision was under investigation. Using a cell phone the wrong way at the wrong time could get you a traffic ticket if a bill that cleared the Iowa Senate last night becomes law. Drivers could still use a handheld device to make a phone call or look at a digital map to get GPS driving directions, but police could pull a driver over for texting, Snapchatting, or having a Facebook Live session behind the wheel. Senator Liz Mathis, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, would like to go farther, but she and most of the other senators voted for the bill.
Maybe someone will be deterred from texting and driving, but we still, I think, in the future, will have to really address hands-free driving. It's possible to do. We're going to have to do it to save lives.
Senator Michael Breitbach, a Republican from Strawberry Point, who's a former insurance agent, says he'd like to have a stronger state law, too. But the reality is a hands-free proposal couldn't pass the legislature.
This is the bill that I can get done today. Whether we can get something more done next week or the week after, I'd be more than happy to explore.
Breitbach said also some people think that you can't pass a hands-free bill. Well, guess what? We've got it already in Iowa, and it happens to be anybody who's driving a commercial vehicle. He says they're not allowed to use anything but hands-free. We can get there, and Breitbach says he expects at some point we will get there, and he's sure that we haven't seen the last of this issue yet. A couple of other senators expressed support for an eyes-on-the-road, hands-on-the-wheel approach that would keep drivers from using a smartphone. Senator Todd Bowman, a Democrat from Maquoketa, said the bill is at least a step in the right direction.
While it's not perfect and it may create some enforcement issues, studies have shown that, you know, having your eyes off the road are certainly bad. Having your mind off the road is bad. And having a hand off the wheel is bad.
The bill that would let police pull adult drivers over for fiddling with their smartphone while driving cleared the Senate on a 43-6 vote. The state's law for teenage drivers has been hands-free for several years. Governor Branstad and a coalition called Stay Alive, Don't Phone and Drive are pressing legislators to pass a hands-free law for all Iowa motorists. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.